The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. It is Cat Scratch Fever and Big Buck Contest, Allen Bob Sports in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're having a great morning, and we're going to go back to our live line right now and talk to Uncle Ted.
Okay, this is Barbecue Bob, and we are back at Allen Bob Sports Center. And Allen Bob's means sports. It's the Big Buck weekend. We've got a crowd showing up here. There are bargains on rifles, pistols. I just got myself a beautiful Bowtech compound bow here last year, and there's ammo galore. You can stock up your pantries. It's the place to be. And right now on the live line, we're talking with the Whackmaster, a Michigan boy who made it big in rock and now is the godfather of all things hunting and NRA. It's Ted Nugent on the Grillin' Line with us again right now. Thanks for coming along,
yeah,
Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bob. I appreciate it. And hello to all my fellow Michiganiacs. I hope you're having the greatest hunting season of your life.
Yeah, I bet they are. You know, this Kill It and Grill It book is, if you don't have the Kill It and Grill It, if you're listening out there, if you're a hunter and you don't have Kill It and Grill It, it's proof positive that Ted married up.
Absolutely. Obviously, Mrs. Nugent is not only just the ultimate Zumba goddess, but she is queen of the forest. She can take a dead critter and turn it into the most wonderful meal in the world. And that's all that we eat at home anyhow is wild game, from squirrels and grouse and woodcock and pheasant and quail and doves. Dove, what a delicious bird. Too bad Michigan can't hunt the bird that outnumbers quail and pheasant and grouse and woodcock combined. Isn't that amazing,
ridiculous,
Bob? There are more doves in Michigan than all the other game birds combined, but the number one game bird in the world, the mourning dove, is illegal in Michigan. This is bizarre.
It's a state that loves laws. We just love making laws here, and we love making our government bigger. But anyway, back to that fowl conversation we were having on the break. You don't dress your geese and duck when you hang them.
No, absolutely. This is an old European tradition that really is unbelievably beneficial to the flavor of fowl. Geese, ducks, all waterfowl, certainly pat and woodcock, pheasant, doves, quail, and especially turkey, wild turkey. If you try to butcher that bird up too quick, it's really very chewy and tough. If you hang that fowl by the head, unclean, do not gut it, do not clean it out, hang it by the head. And, of course, it's critical that it's hung in a temperature between 35 and 40 degrees, not much above 40 degrees. Hang that bird at least 4 or 5 days. In Europe, Bob, they hang these birds by the head, typically in a paper sack, until the head falls off. And that's an indicator that the enzymes have broke down and that the meat is tenderized naturally. And the guts and the internal organs actually benefit the flavor. It gives a good, dynamic, very delicious flavor to the meat. But after you've hung that bird for 4 or 5 days in cool temperatures, then you can gut it and clean it out really well. But keep the gizzards, keep the heart, keep the liver.
That gives me a heck of an idea.
Yeah, wonderful gravy and sauces with that, or just fry them up and eat them as they are. But you got to hang that bird, and I'm telling you, that wild turkey, that goose, that mallard, that wood duck, that pat, the grouse, the woodcock, the pheasant, the quail, the dove, it will be so much more tender and delicious.
Why couldn't we turn the UN into a giant meat locker?
Well, you know, my life is a giant feed locker. That's all we eat is wild game. We love squirrel. We have a bunch of great squirrel recipes. Basically, you know, salt and pepper, olive oil, and natural wood coals. But we eat everything we kill except the coyotes and the bobcat. But let me tell you what the greatest white meat in the world is. Mountain lion backstrap.
You're kidding.
No, it's just wonderful. You wouldn't think so because it eats, you know, meat, it eats game. But it, for some reason, every mountain lion I've ever killed, the backstrap is absolutely magnificent.
And when we were getting ready for this conversation off recording, we were talking about our buddy Pete Odland. And you and Pete went to South Africa. You brought back a lot of nice mounts from South Africa. What was the tastiest meat you had down there?
Yeah, Pete's a great guy. You know, I use the word blood brother. That means somebody who will always be there for you. And Pete Odland is a typical Uncle Ted campfire blood brother. In fact, I would invite you, Bob, to come to our TedNugent.com talkback, and you'll see what Pete and a lot of these American activists are doing to, you know, upgrade the quality of life in America and get these criminals and monsters out of our government. But being that as it may, Pete killed a lot of game over there. And I got to tell you, every animal we kill in Africa, from kudu to gemsbok to duiker and steenbok to impala, warthog, bush pig, even the giant eland and the wildebeest, every animal over there is absolutely delicious. You know what the best meat of all in Africa is so far? Mm-hmm. It's a toss-up between Cape buffalo tongue and zebra backstrap. The zebra is a delicious meat.
That sounds like horse to me, but...
Yeah, you know, actually, even worse, it sounds like donkey. You know, basically a zebra is a big, beautiful, striped donkey, and the meat is really hard. It's very resistant to bullet and arrow impact because it's a hard, tough meat. But when they age it in the abattoir, and again, cool temperatures between 32 and 40 degrees, they age it for about a week, and they do quarter it, like Babe Winkleman recommends. You should quarter these big animals so you get better flowage around the haunches, whether it's a moose or a caribou or an elk or a big whitetail, you should quarter it up and hang it that way. But zebra, even though it's a great big jackass with stripes, the meat is absolutely spectacular.
Well, Babe's up in Canada hunting moose right now, so he couldn't join us for this weekend, but I'm awful glad you did. Before we cut you loose, can we possibly, out of your Kill It and Grill It cookbook, what's your favorite recipe?
Geez, you know, I get this all the time. I do media all around the world throughout the year. Even during the hunting season like this, I'll get on the radio from 10 a.m. to maybe 1 after I hang something up in the morning and get ready for the afternoon hunt. But the most important thing is about keeping that game clean and cold. You got to keep it clean and cold. Get all the body fluids, all the blood out of it, and you got to hang it for a little while. Every herbivore, most game meat should be aged for at least 4 or 5 days, even a week or more. But I find, I got to tell you, it's all so delicious. From a nasty old limb rat, the rodents of the bushy-tailed rodents out there, to the spectacular white breasts of the rough grouse, and the mallard breasts and the Canadian goose breasts, if they're hung, it's all spectacular. But the really best way is kill that animal. Let's take a typical white-tailed deer in Michigan, even if it's an old big swamp buck. If you quarter that up and take the backstraps off right away and hang the backstraps, cool the backstraps separately. And then what I do is I marinate them overnight with really finely diced garlic and lots of it, finely diced red and white onions, a little bit of salt and pepper, and half olive oil, and you're ready for this, Michiganiacs? Werner's ginger ale. And this will work for squirrel or moose or pterodactyl. Age that critter, marinate it overnight in a glass dish submerged in half olive oil and Werner's ginger ale with any other ingredients of your choice, you know, from parsley to oregano, no matter what you use, but half olive oil, half Werner's ginger ale, and then the next day, take it out, let it come to room temperature in that marinade, and then get your coals, get your natural wood or charcoal, nice and glowing, and then slap those straps or that squirrel or that grouse or whatever you've got. Just take it out of that marinade dripping and put it over those coals. It will flare up because of the olive oil, but get it away from the flared up flame and let that roast over natural coals. Bob,
I'm getting hungry. I'm getting hungry, and I just ate.
It's incredible.
Well, Ted, we're going to have to head to another commercial break, and I know I've taken enough of your time this beautiful Saturday morning. You probably got plenty of work to do around the ranch, but we will look forward to maybe catching up with you again sometime when you'll give us a little time, and we'll see how your season went.
Well, Bob and Jop and everybody there at the radio show, I really appreciate it. If you got a show called Grilling Guys, I'd like to think that I would be a natural member of that team.
Okay, you're in.
The opportunity. God bless Michigan. God bless all my Michigan bow hunting, deer hunting, small game hunting, waterfowl hunting blood brothers there. I love the state of Michigan. We're slowly getting our soul back away from the Jennifer Granholm hellstorm. God bless Alan Bob Sports and everybody celebrating anything Big Buck weekend, no matter where and how you're doing it. But have the greatest and safest hunting season of your life, and be sure you always wear a hunter safety system up in those elevated stands. Aim small, miss small, and never forget that we live in the state of Fred Bear, and we have the ultimate hunting heritage found anywhere in the world. So have the greatest hunting season of your lives.
Thanks so much.
All right, man. Godspeed.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.